D-U-Z, D-U-Z, put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you Road of Life. Whenever I hear a lady ask,
"Can anybody tell me one thing to like about dishwashing?"
I say, "Well, maybe not, but I can tell you several things you like about washing dishes with the new does. First, you can save the bother and expense of buying an extra soap just for dishes."
Well, that is something.
You see, does everything in the dishpan, too. Everything from fast action on pans to gentle care of hands. How do you like that for service?
Well.
Now, do you like lots of suds?
Can't get enough.
This new does makes more suds, ounce for ounce, than any of those strong granulated soaps. Big, bouncing suds that stand up and clean up till the last dish is done. You don't have to keep adding more soap to keep those does suds alive.
Sounds good.
And would you like to race through sticky baking dishes, frying pans?
Would I?
No soap can beat this new does for speedy cleaning. And does cuts tough grease without any hard scouring. And here's something I know you'll like in a big way. The extra kindness does gives hands.
Like it. I need it.
Then you ought to see the wonderful way does takes care of hands. You see, it's made richer, made finer than those strong soaps. So changing to does can actually mean softer, smoother hands, can leave them lovelier. Now then, you think you'd like this new does in your dishpan?
Sure would.
Then join the dishpan dozers today. Get the new does in the same famous red box. So fast on pans, so kind to hands. Does everything. Now the new does invites you to listen to Road of Life. Walking on clouds since the evening he spent with Maggie Lowell, Jim Brent, on this lovely summer afternoon, finally made a decision to ask Maggie to marry him. And then came the blow. For Francie, knowing the awful news which Frank Dana had told her, the news that Jim's wife, Carol, might still be alive, begged Jim to make Maggie no offer until he has had a chance to talk to Frank. And now, at Maggie's house, Frank himself, having just given Maggie a copy of his new book, looks at her in pain, knowing her love for Jim, and knowing that Jim may never be able to make her his offer.
Oh. To Margaret Lowell with my deepest affection.
And that goes no matter what happens.
Frank.
Yes?
I can't tell you how terribly proud I am.
Maggie.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Yes? Jim, well, how... Frank? Yes, Jim, he is here. Is there something the matter? Of course.
What's up?
Jim wants to speak to you.
Oh? Here, let me have it. Yeah, Jim. Your place, now? Oh, has something gone wrong? Well... Oh, Francie told you something. I see. All right, Jim, I'll come over as soon as possible. He wants me to go over there now.
He's not coming here?
He didn't say anything about that, Maggie.
But he told me he was coming in 20 minutes. Rather a long 20 minutes.
Well, I'd better be getting over there. I don't want to be late at Carson's.
Frank, what is it?
You mean what Jim wants to see me about?
Frank, even grown women like myself can feel like children. I'm just the least little bit annoyed. You're keeping something from me.
No. No, not really, Maggie. I just...
Yes?
I haven't any idea what Jim wants.
All right, Frank, and you're very anxious to be getting along.
I'll see you Sunday then, huh?
Sunday? Oh, yes. Yes, for dinner, of course, Frank. Thanks ever so much for the dedication and the book. I'll try to have it all read by Sunday.
Oh, let's see. Where's my hat?
Are you leaving, Mr. Dana?
Yes, Mrs. Lowell, I've got to scoot along.
What a pity. So soon. It's become quite cool outside. As the sun begins to go down, even on the warmest days, I begin to feel a chill. Isn't that unusual?
Mr. Dana is in quite a hurry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And here I keep talking.
Goodbye, Frank.
Goodbye, Mr. Dana.
Goodbye, Maggie. Goodbye, Miss Lowell.
I finished nearly all the sewing.
Thank you. You needn't have bothered.
Why, never mind sewing. My eyes are just as good as they were 20 years ago, for which I am grateful. I thought Dr. Brent was coming.
So did I.
Oh? Then it's quite all right if I finish the sewing in the living room. I don't want to interfere.
Please, do as you wish. Did I leave my linen jacket in here?
There it is, on the couch. You're going to wait for Dr. Brent in the yard?
Wait? Oh, no. No, I think I'll stroll down as far as the church and wait for Tommy.
But my dear Mrs. DeWitt is driving the children home.
Well, in that case, perhaps I'll stroll through the park along the river.
Really? Well, I'd suggest you wear a warmer jacket. It's getting quite cool. You'll notice it as soon as you step outside.
It doesn't matter.
And what shall I say?
Say? To whom?
Then Dr. Brent is not coming after all?
I really don't know.
But if he calls...
Why, I imagine you'll have to tell him that I've gone out.
Oh. And supper? Thomas won't be taking any. The children eat so much at those little summer parties at the church.
Yes, I know. I suppose he ought to rest for a while when he gets back. I'll be back in time to give him his bath and put him to bed.
Oh, dear, he won't be ready for that for nearly 2 hours yet. Will you be gone that long?
Possibly.
I see. Very well, then. Oh, I must say your hairdresser made the most delightful wave in your hair. I've never seen it looking so wavy.
Thanks.
So, something has happened. And how that little dig about her hair hurt her. How quick she was to get out, not to let me see. 2 hours along the riverbank. Now. Now is the time. This is what we've been waiting for. It would look quite accidental. Oh, if the young scoundrel is only home. This is the opportunity we've been looking for. And they'll have 2 full hours.
Mrs. Lowell loses no time in calling her confederate Peter Yates, for this seems an ideal opportunity for him to press his case with Maggie. But Peter is busy with other things.
Pete.
What, kid?
It's been so nice today.
Yeah?
This is the way it always ought to be.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
There's just one thing. My Pete's worried.
Yeah, you know.
No chance of raising any money yet?
I don't know, kid. It doesn't look good.
You wouldn't try to ask Dr. McVicker again?
No, May.
You know, she could change her mind. She might be worth it. Even if you had to give her the old smile.
Oh, what? You say that, you jealous little...
If it would help you.
No, that's all.
Well, okay. Let's not spoil the day bringing all that up. Would you like me to get the supper ready now? We better eat inside, huh? It's getting cool since the sun began to set. Have you noticed it?
Yeah, it is a little cool.
Oh, there's the phone, Pete.
Okay.
Oh, Pete, there's a bluebird. That means good luck.
Hello? Oh, you. Yeah, now, look, I can't talk loud. There's someone here. Yeah. What's up? Now?
In the park, huh? Yeah, of course I know where it is, only... some kind of a jam. Yeah, the only trouble is I got a party here. Yeah, sure. I get down there, 15 minutes, no more. Yeah, only... all right, I'll get out of it. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the tip. Yeah, sure, goodbye.
Well, you know, I just saw a blue...
Hey, May, kid. Look, that was a very important call.
Oh?
Yeah, there's a party downtown. It's something I've been fishing for a couple of weeks. Money, see?
Oh, gee, that's swell.
This guy may take a mortgage on my new litter. Stuff a bank wouldn't touch.
Oh, Pete.
So he just asked me if I'd come down and talk it over with him.
Where?
Merrimack. You wouldn't mind, huh?
Are you crazy? On a break like that? What do you take me for? I'll drive down behind you and wait, and we can meet later.
No, May, no.
Well, I...
We couldn't do that, honey. I may be a couple of hours.
Well, that's okay.
No, honey. I don't want to pass up the evening with you.
But we wouldn't be passing up anything.
No, honey, you stay here, wait an hour, and fix supper, and I'll phone you when I'm ready to get back, and you'll be here waiting for me. Huh? Good, huh?
Yeah.
Nah. Now, I got a drag. I promised this guy I'd be right down and give us a kiss, kid. That's it. Now, you just manage the house like a good kid, and maybe tonight we'll celebrate for real.
He was lying. It was written all over his face. There's no party who'll take a mortgage. He's playing you for a fool. Follow him. Oh, no. Yes, follow him. Sure, he's lying. He didn't even say where. Follow him, but suppose you find out. Suppose you see him with someone. Okay. Then you gotta follow him and find out.
The life of a man like Peter Yates is of necessity complicated. But he will regret the day he allowed May Stevenson's jealousy to take a part in it. And so will others on the road of life. Now, you may have heard this wash day news over your radio. There's a new Dawes out, finest Dawes ever was. Or you may have read it in magazines.
Now, Dawes does everything is bigger news than ever.
Or perhaps you've heard the neighbors talking about it.
Say, this new Dawes is really something. It leaves the other soaps as far behind as ever.
But you'll never know how terrific this new Dawes is until you try it in your own wash. There's increased whiteness for your towels and linens, even for sheets that are yellowed with age. This new Dawes gives the utmost in whiteness you'll get from any soap. There's all-out cleaning power for grimy work shirts, too. And there's a new beauty for the nicest colors in your wash. Sure, Dawes has always been safest for those colors, safest of all the leading wash day package soaps. Now this new Dawes gives those lovely stripes, prints, polka dots, new luster, new pep. So get the new Dawes today in the same famous red box and get a new lift on wash day. From the whitest and brightest to the roughest and toughest, Dawes does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by the new Dawes.
Put new Dawes in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Cottier wishing you good day and good dozing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.